Three Little Pigs. A mother pig had three baby pigs. They all lived in a little house. One day, Mother Pig said, "You're too big for my house. It's time you had houses of your own." The three little pigs trotted off. "Goodbye," called Mother Pig. "Build good houses, but never open the door to the big bad wolf. He'll gobble you up." The first little pig met a man. The man had a bundle of straw. "May I please have some straw to build a house?" said the little pig. "Yes, you can," said the man. The little pig worked hard. He built a house out of straw. It had two doors, a window, and a roof on top. "I'll be safe in here," said the little pig. The second little pig also met a man. This man had a bundle of sticks. "May I please have some sticks to build a house?" said the little pig. "Yes, you can," said the man. The little pig worked all day. He made his house from sticks. It had two doors, strong walls, and a fence around it. "This will keep the big bad wolf out," said the little pig. The third little pig met another man. This man had a pile of bricks. "May I please have some bricks to build a house?" said the little pig. "Yes, you can," said the man. The little pig worked for many days. He built a brick house with thick walls, two windows, and a tall chimney. "I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf," said the little pig. The wolf came to the straw house. "Let me in," he said to the little pig, "or I'll huff and puff and blow your house down." And he blew the house down. The little pig ran to the stick house. The two little pigs hid behind the curtains. "Let me in," said the big bad wolf. "No, no, we won't let you in," said the two little pigs. The wolf huffed and puffed. The stick house fell down. The two little pigs ran to the brick house. "Let me in," said the big bad wolf, "or I'll blow your house down." "We won't let you in," said the little pigs. The big bad wolf huffed and puffed, but the brick house stayed up. He looked for a way in. The pigs watched through the window. The wolf jumped onto the roof. He looked down the chimney. The three little pigs put a big pot of water on the stove. "Now we're ready," said the pigs. The wolf slid down the chimney. He fell into the pot with a splash. The little pigs put on the lid. "That's the end of the big bad wolf," they cheered. All three pigs stayed in the brick house. They drank cups of coffee, happy that the big bad wolf would never frighten them again. The end.